Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Thursday, June 18th. We will start with the news and notes. As always, a few injuries and updates to give you here. The headline news, Mike Trout, the fish man himself, 10-day IL with a right hamstring strain. No total word on the severity of the injury. Very likely, well, I shouldn't say anything about likelihood with Mike Trout, but it's, I think, probable he comes back maybe a little before the All-Star break, but still a rough bit of news for a player that has been really good to start the year and continuing to be very productive on a per-plate appearance basis, hoping that he can come back fairly quickly. Trey Turner left the game after being hit by a pitch early in the outing today for the Phillies. Julio Rodriguez still out of the lineup, dealing with some lingering issues from a couple days ago. Luke Raley still out with an illness. And Adley Rutschman left the game after being hit in the left ear by a throw from shortstop Colt Emerson. Baseball's funny like that sometimes. Bobby Witt Jr. left the game with right knee discomfort. That's the other one that is kind of big, scary news. I don't know if this is going to be anything really severe. No further word. And, you know, there will be updates likely tomorrow. He is scheduled to get further imaging. Hopefully it's all just precautionary. A couple rehab starts and recovery updates here. Mickey Moniak, Ellie De La Cruz, and Hunter Green are either scheduled to make rehab appearances or just made one yesterday. In the case of Green, he had an outing as they all get on the road to recovery, specifically with Green, something that's very much something to look at. And the last bit of news here, Christian Moore, the second baseman for the Angels, has been recalled. So that's going to do it for the news and notes. A fairly light news day on a Thursday that, you know, doesn't have too much baseball news happening most of the time. So because of that, we can now move on to my notable performances. And I'm going to say my top eight of the day is, it's a really tricky one to say. I'm going to say it is in a bit of a strange move. I'm giving it to JJ Weatherholt. He didn't have the best day on like a slugging basis, but it's a kind of day that does make me really impressed for the young rookie. And that he could be a fixture in the Cardinals lineup for years to come. 3-for-4, 2 walks with a double. It's a 5 times reaching base day. I love when guys are able to just get on base consistently. Weatherholt did that despite a pretty difficult hand being given to him as far as chances to win the game. The entire Royals lineup was fantastic. But Weatherholt hung in there, was excellent off the top of the lineup, and there are no complaints on that side of the board for him. And for the Cardinals, they've got a really exciting young core of players with Walker, with Herrera, and now with JJ Weatherholt. So doing fantastic at the top of the Cardinals lineup for sure. Now, on to the rest of the notable performances for the hitters here. Shea Langelier went 1-for-4 with a 3-run home run. Tyler Soderstrom joined him going 1-for-4 with a home run. He, Soderstrom, quietly been really good in June and recovering very well for the full season after an absolutely dismal April. So Soderstrom owners take solace in that. The entire Royals lineup, like I said, went ballistic. I think they got 17 hits, if I remember correctly. I can double check my numbers here to make sure of that, but they were absolutely going to town. Yeah, 17 hits, 14 runs, the entire lineup, top to bottom. Even Bobby Witt Jr., who got removed early, still got 2 hits on the day, went 2-for-2. Like, it was just everyone. Jordan Walker went 2-for-4 with a double and a walk. Mason Wynn 3-for-5 with a double. Another guy that's being very productive, more with the gloves, but still. Another young player that's being very productive for the Cardinals. Quietly doing pretty well this year, too. 40-33. Andrew Benintendi hit a pinch hit go-ahead grand slam. And I'm not saying you should go rush to pick up Benintendi, but he's been a little better lately. And this is just comical. Just comes into the game. How about that for him? Pinch hit go-ahead grand slam. Juan Soto, really tempted to put him as the player of the day. 2-for-4 with a walk and 2 home runs. Soto, crucial home runs in the Mets 6-4 win. Carson Bench went 3-for-5. Colt Emerson 1-for-2 with a stolen base and a walk. Trevor Larnach 3-for-5 with a home run. Luke Kuechel 2-for-2 with a pair of walks. Royce Lewis not a good day. 0-for-5 with 4 Ks. Usually when someone gets a golden sombrero, I try to talk about them. Unfortunately, that's my Twins player I have to talk about, but he's been really good in June, and this is hopefully just an off day. Wyatt Langford, really good since coming back. 2-for-4 home run and a walk, starting to get that power stroke back and starting to really look like the Wyatt Langford that we know and love. Andrew Vaughn went 0-for-2, but he had 3 walks to have a three-time reaching base day. Travis Pizzano went 1-for-3, 2 walks and a go-ahead home run. Vlad Guerrero Jr. went 1-for-4, and that hit was a home run. Guerrero hits his 4th of the year. Preposterous we're saying that in mid-June, but it is true. And Yohendrick Piñango has gone 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk as he has sustained himself in the Blue Jays lineup. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all these hitters. And then some. The San Francisco and Atlanta game was postponed. That makeup will be eventually. I don't know when. But we will come back in just a moment to talk about the starting pitching and give you a preview of tomorrow's games. Today's games, rather. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. Sometimes players have names that are almost destined for SP Roundup puns. Gage Jump is going to be my pitcher of the day here. 7 Ks, 1 hit, 3 walks, 107 pitches. Gage Jump, this is a great outing for a rookie. Now, granted, it's against the Angels, so, you know, not Mike Troutless Angels, so not exactly the hardest lineup in the world. But 12 whiffs, 29 CSW percent, A-minus stuff, got a BPLV grade in general, and he faced exclusively righties. Not even a single left-handed batter stepped into the plate or stepped into the batter's box against him, right? So exclusively facing righties, that's a little tricky sometimes for a lefty. How are they going to approach that? He approached it really well. Velo was down a tick overall, although that may have just been a result of the length he went to, 107 pitches. I mean, that's some of the most any starters had all year. This is a really, really good outing, a really encouraging outing for the rookie. And we'll see if Jump is able to sustain it going forward. But absolutely, he is the pitcher of the day. That is a great standout landmark performance for a young pitcher. Sean Burke, moving on here, went 7 1/3 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 8 Ks, 1 walk on 88 pitches. This is not technically a start. There was an opener for the White Sox. They'd like to do that this year, but 20 whiffs, 39 CSW percent. If it wasn't for Jump, I think it would have been Burke here, and you face the weaker part of the Yankees lineup, which is already missing Aaron Judge. So, you see why I did what I did. That being said, Sean Burke, great outing. This is a fantastic outing, and I think the White Sox rotation has been maybe a little underappreciated. They've had some ebbs and flows throughout the year, certainly a ebb yesterday, but Sean Burke, great outing, and really exciting. Ryan Weathers, 6 1/3. He was dueling Burke for a decent part of things. 1 earned run, 3 hits, 8 Ks, 1 walk on 88 pitches. Nice outing from Ryan Weathers. 13 with 29 CSW percent. You kind of know what you're getting here. He pretty much always has a 28% CSW, but works pretty well. Prevented the crooked numbers. That's all you can ask for. Brian Wu, 7 innings, scoreless, 3 hits, 9 Ks, 1 walk, 89 pitches, 12 with 29 CSW percent. Yes, Brian Wu, this is a much better outing. This is the pitcher we all know he can be. And I think the interesting thing here is that the fastball velocity was a bit lower. And overall, I think the stuff was a little less electric, but the locations were stronger. This might be a result of him maybe overthrowing and just not being able to spot things well. Or maybe it's just, you know, one of those games where things were working well. Either way, really nice outing from Brian Wu. Trey Savage almost had a great outing here. 7 1/3, 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 6 Ks, no walks on 95 pitches. Was cruising through 7, goes out in the 8th. Here's a careful Icarus, folks. 2 home runs in the 8th to bring it up. Still gets the quality start. 16 whiffs, 36 CSW percent. Savage is really weird because the locations aren't fantastic ever. He's very erratic, and the stuff is, you know, it's coming. It comes and goes, I think, is the safe way of saying that. He's like a three pitch pitcher exclusively. Doesn't have a very diverse man. He's a pretty weird guy. That being said, this is a really good outing. No walks is surprising for Savage. He usually floods him. He was great. Not much more to say about that. Sonny Gray went 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk and 89 pitches. I bring this up because it's a quality start, but also the pitch modeling really liked him. And 7 WRC, 25 CSW percent. Joe Ryan, 5 scoreless frames, 3 hits, 7 Ks, 2 walks on 97 pitches, 13 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. This is a very Joe Ryan start. You know, maybe not so efficient this time around, letting a couple base runners, long plate appearances, being a little pesky against him. Still, gets the strikeouts, keeps the runs off the board. It's good outing. Matthew Liberatore is the last pitcher I'm going to talk about here. 1 2/3 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 Ks, no walks on 48 pitches. And this is an outing that is another great indication of how sometimes box scores can be deceptive and how baseball can just be kind of weird. 4 whiffs, 27 CSW percent. But look at the pitches and the illustrator on where he was throwing them. Pitches really aren't that bad. Pitch modeling doesn't think so. And even just looking at it myself, the curveball got rocked. I don't know why it did. It's one of those things, like all the curveballs were below the knees. You know, it's not like they were hanging. If you look at it, it's all below the strike zone a decent amount. Maybe you say it wasn't low enough, but either way, these curveballs should be good enough to be able to avoid the hard contact. You know, that's baseball, Susan. Curveball got crushed. He got crushed. 5 earned runs, 7 hits. It's a very rough outing, but he's overall been pretty decent over the year. And this was the day also with the Royals. Just we were seeing everything. So sometimes you could think, hey, maybe they're tipping pitches and you pay attention to that. Sometimes it's just a Thursday where an offense goes ballistic without their best player. Baseball. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundup if you want to know more about all these pitchers. And then some. We now move on to the reliever rundown. Quick and brief overview of who blew it and who got the saves for yesterday's games. Devin Williams picks up his 11th save of the year for the New York Mets. Cade Smith, his 24th league-leading save of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. Andrés Muñoz, his 11th save of the year for the Seattle Mariners. And Mason Flaherty picks up his first save of the year for the Blue Jays. Who blew it? The Yankees bullpen blew it in a really weird fashion. We mentioned earlier the Benintendi Grand Slam. It was cruel. It wasn't on one pitcher necessarily. I mean, the hit was, but everything else leading up to it. Cruz, Hill, and Duvall combined for 2 2/3, 4 earned runs. It would be Duvall that does end up giving up the home run, which is a pretty tough draw there for Duvall. But still, you come in to be the fireman, can't get it done. Still have to get some credit for it. Either way, weird way to use three pitchers to load the bases. And or two pitchers to load the bases, one to send them all home. Kunil and Grant Anderson had some not so great outings for the Brewers. They would combine for, I believe, 1 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs between them. And Anderson allows 2 earned runs on 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2/3 tossed as the Brewers fall to the Cleveland Guardians, giving Cade Smith an opportunity. Pardon me. And finally, Aroldis Chapman, 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 earned run to allow the Blue Jays to go ahead. Now, if you look at the batted ball data here, this is some Fenway stuff. There was a hit that had, I think, an XBA of 0.10 that landed, which is just really unfortunate. But it's Chapman giving up his 2nd run of the year, which is crazy because it's mid-June. And he's a guy that you think, hey, maybe this is his last run ever given up as a member of the Red Sox. Who knows? It's that time of year, folks. So just be weary of all the transactions. And of course, we'll tell you all the transactions when they come along. But we now look forward, not to the trade deadline quite yet, but to the full slate of games here on this lovely Friday. We will start with this top matchup for these top matchups for me, and then my personal pick of the game of the day. It's going to be Eric Fetty versus Tarek Skubal with the White Sox at the Tigers. Skubal's second start since coming back. We'll see how he fares against a pretty good White Sox lineup. The Brewers at the Braves. It's Mizorowski versus Martin Perez. Mizorowski, certainly the best pitcher in baseball right now. I think that's pretty safe to say. See how he does against a really strong Atlanta lineup. And then the Twins at the Diamondbacks, it is Connor Prelip versus Michael Soroka. Two very intriguing arms. But my game of the day is going to be the Red Sox at the Seattle Mariners. It is Ranger Suarez versus Bryce Miller. And we will see how long they let Bryce Miller go and if he can force the Mariners to take him seriously and put him in the rotation, keep him going forever. That situation's a whole can of worms. But that's going to be my game of the day, and that's going to be the First Pitch podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus, PL Pro, and you can gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.